Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, welcome back. And I want to repeat now my second day of the most current lunar cycle, the Ascension Master Program from the Path to Oneness. For those of you that have been joining into the shows and those that may have heard yesterday's show, as May 7th was, this is now May 8th, very late in the evening of May 7th, about 11:21-ish p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is when the new lunar moon cycle began. So late last evening, on the 7th, I embarked on what's for me my second ascension cycle of the 28 days, but the first new session in the new lunar moon. So I want to revisit the master program a little bit. The teachers in this Ascension Master Program featured at the Path to Oneness, which I'm a member of, participating in the membership program. Grandpa Bill has been participating since about mid-February. And as I say, I have one Ascension 28-day cycle program under my proverbial belt already. And as last evening, the 7th, became, I started the cycle over again. Today, now the 8th, at the time of this taping, upon completion of this taping, I'll be embarking on my second day consecutively of the 28-day cycle. So deep calming breath, and let's revisit the teachings in this Ascension Master Program, or actually teachings that Tim Doyle and I have talked about several times, including his most recent visit with myself on my show, BA Sales Calcup Holistic Healing Hour, talking about the Ascension Master Program. And Tim, of course, resides in China, has for over a decade. So the teachings in this Ascension Master Program are teachings that have not been taught since the sinking of Atlantis nearly 10,000 years ago. This Ascension Master Program, designed by the Golden Ones, and Tim has been their representative for, I don't know, since 1973, but pretty extensively over the last decade or so. The Golden Ones will remove all false teachings and fears created in the subconscious mind of the soul from current and past incarnations. These false teachings and fears actually prevent the soul from vibrating at its highest potential, limiting their access to the universal teachings locked within the God of their soul. Tim and I talked about the Ascension Program with his last visit, and we have talked about it archivally. We've actually talked about, and there are so many components of the overall program, but Tim and I have talked about subconscious, conscious, Lucifer, the spiritual training school, the Ascension Program, the different forms of prayer, which I'll get back to in this show, Tim and I have talked about quite a bit. So what our shows are embraced somewhere in between the two lunar cycles, give or take. Tim will come each subsequent month, moving out June, moving forward, as he has the previous five, embraced around his own program of these two lunar cycles. And the newest one, now on May 8th, you can hear my cat, Brady, chiming in, Willis helping out, getting ready to eat. So connecting with the mind and the heart of God in every moment is the soul's responsibility and purpose in life. This Ascension Master program, a 28-day program, one moon cycle, is designed to assist the soul in mastering its communication with the universal mind and the heart of God. This Ascension Master program is your initial step in your ascension process. Every soul must attune to the frequency in their brain, to the mind of God, and be sensitive to the feelings from the heart of God before their ascension. The Ascension Master Progress is a life-altering process you will use for the rest of your life. You will become conscious of every thought received from your spiritual teachers, God, or what Tim refers to as a universal mind. Universal mind continuously communicates with each soul in every moment, guiding each of us. The soul must learn to listen to the universal mind's frequency in every moment. Communication from universal mind is usually a simple guiding thought. A picture is worth a thousand words, the same as a thought from universal mind. The soul will learn to attune to the thoughts of the universal mind and discern their meaning. Thoughts from the universal mind differ from other thoughts that the soul receives. Yesterday's show, we revisited attunement a little bit. Those of you that do join my shows, plural, Rick Us for Geriatrics, Main Mentor Moments, Holistic Healing Hour, in any and all of those three shows, both within studio guests and where I do the shows daily, each and every day, now in our sixth year, we've covered attunement many times, a lot of times pertinent to Reiki 1, 2, and 3 over at the Holistic Healing Hour. But the soul will learn to become sensitive to its feelings, which is the heart of God, by using the prayer to remove emotional parasites. We'll revisit that again in a moment after the upcoming 10-second break. The student will become more sensitive to their feelings, which is their subconscious mind, connected to the heart of God. Initially, it'll be easy for the soul to remove the prominent, limited feelings in the subconscious mind. Emotions such as fear, guilt, doubts, and haunting thoughts. As the soul releases the primary limiting feelings, less prominent feelings will then surface. The less notable feelings will be any little whatever annoyances that are in your lives, your demographics, your Main Street, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world, whatever it may be. Your impatience with others, if you have that one, frustrations with political leaders, computer inconvenience, tampering, cyberspace, slow restaurant service, whatever irritates you, is under your skin, up against it, the world arena, all of it. It's quite a fecal matter stew in a big black cauldron right at the moment. Gonna take a lot of ladling out. Putting it through a colander, cheesecloth, letting it drip out into a pan and pour it all out. Other analogies from another program I do. Again, for those of you that follow the show, magnetic memory method technique. So the soul must never forget that they are here in a hierarchical spiritual training school to become a co-creator God. The soul must always be godlike in every moment. The soul must learn to disciple its thoughts and thinking discipline and disciplining our thoughts and thinking is the first step in the 28-Day Ascension Master Program and is the first step the Golden Ones taught Tim way back in 1973. And Tim and I have actually talked about that archivally. That was on his initial visit with me back in 2023, maybe June of. I believe Tim Doyle joined me about three times at my show in the calendar year 2023, and he's been here easily 5 to 7 times already this year, and then as I said earlier, moving out, he will indeed be here at least once a month moving forward, so at least 6 more visits from Tim when June comes throughout the balance of the calendar year, embraced around the lunar cycles that he does to podcast himself. So once you become aware of your thoughts, thinking, and feelings, the soul must remove all ungodlike thoughts, outdated conditioned thinking, and limited emotion. We are indeed biological computers, like computers. We must remove harmful viruses and outdated programs and truths. Tim and I talked about the parasite prayer and what parasites are. They are indeed literally viruses. We'll elaborate on that hopefully within the 30 minutes of this show. So when we learn to type on a keyboard, if we are proficient and type fast and make a typing error, we must reprogram our subconscious mind to correct the misaligned and misapplied typing programmed error in our subconscious mind. Through many incarnations, our subconscious minds have outdated programmed truths that are false and must be removed. These ancient programmed truths come from our friends, family, authority figures, lovers, political leaders, czars, dicks, queens, monarchs, throughout the history of the planet. Such outdated programs and truths are whatever. You know, let's pick on the fat guy or gal, or the other extreme. You're thin, you're lazy, you're slow, you're smart, you're not smart enough, you're not good enough. Stuart Smalley, a kid around a little bit with the Al Franken routine when I talked with Tim a little bit ago. It's really not pertinent to this topic, but it is in a humorous way. I'm not good enough. Looking into the mirror, remember Stuart Smalley, Al Franken's routine back when, SNL. So the ancient program truths come from our friends, family, authority figures, lovers, criticizers, spouses, neighbors, citizenry, fellow workers, humanity as a whole. However, when the soul respects a person in authority, the conscious mind believes what they're told is true. The responsibility of the conscious mind is to validate information before storing truths in the subconscious mind. Since 1973, the Golden Ones have explained the workings of the conscious mind and the subconscious mind to Tim Doyle. These teachings from the Golden Ones have come to himself in many ways, including visitations, channelings, ayahuasca, visions, and life experiences. Tim and I also talked about all of those categories. And what Tim has learned in the past 49 years will be applied to this, and is applied to this 28-Day Ascension Master Program. Like riding a bike, you'll never forget once you learn to ride. Once you know the keys to removing painful truths stored in your subconscious mind, you'll continue to use these keys from this day forward. Meditation is an initial technique to discipline your thinking. After this 28-day program, you won't need to meditate unless you enjoy the silence to communicate with the universal mind. It will become part of your repertoire. The following steps will prepare your conscious mind to embrace the techniques described for the Ascension Master Program, and we'll talk about those right after this 10-second break. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath, welcome back. Let's continue with the Ascension Master Program Extension. Ascending the Ascension Master Program Session 1 Meditation Guidelines. Become familiar with the Ascension Master Program Sessions 1 and 2, where you are participating if you choose to do so at the Path to Oneness Membership Program. Before starting the program with Session 3, please do make sure you understand Sessions 1 and 2, and then progress to Session 3. You must begin on the day of the new moon cycles moving forward, as they become. The energy of a new moon will assist you in achieving goals or starting a new project. You can find the date of the new moons on the internet. Determine a time and place within your immediate environment where you can regularly go to meditate and or already do. Besides a place that's dedicated for, not to minimize meditation, but it also needs to be available when the soul needs to relax and talk with their spiritual teachers. If possible, establish a place facing the east, a position of new beginnings. Identify the same scheduled time every day where you'll be consciously alert without interruptions from the phone, family members, pets. You already heard my visit from Brody, my cats, but I've already done my meditation. I usually do mine between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. every morning in the many years that I've meditated, and then the weekly guided meeting, Seth Lee Brzezinski. We just had another one Tuesday evening, therefreedomsnap.org. Join us each and every week. That was May 7th, coincidentally, last evening as it was. They are indeed each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that peripheral program, I'm awake now.com. Seth's new website. There's many, many, many peripheral programs. Stay tuned. Seth will be with me in the not too distant future. And he'll be an in-studio guest talking about the gateway to many other astrologers, Raquel Spring, Laura Eisenhower, all the intuitive members amongst the many, Veda Austin on the waterfront, stay, no pun intended to the movie, different connotation. Here, identify the same scheduled time every day where you'll be consciously aware without those types of interruptions. Total isolation as best as you can get it for the full concentration point. The chair, of course, that you sit in needs to be comfortable and not binding to any body parts. There needs to be a white candle for this particular exercise, and you need to light it before actually sitting down to embrace and start your meditation under the guides of this program. Once sitting down, recite the prayer of protection softly. We'll get to that in a moment. Your hand must rest on your lap with your palms open. Your thumb and ring finger need to be touching for this program. Your breathing is slow, inhaling down through the nostrils into the diaphragm, and slowly exhaling through the nostrils with the mouth closed. Your body needs to be relaxed. Breathing as described just a second ago, which is actually step 8 in the said program, will relax your body. Allow for a few moments of breathing before commencing to recite the prayer of protection. At the beginning of each day, tie or place something on a finger that can be removed. This is a 28-day program, one moon cycle, at which you will be listening and aware of full communication within the universal mind. At the start of the next day, remove the object from the previous day's finger and put it on a different finger not previously used. During the day, each time that you notice the object that is on your finger, a string, a ribbon, a ring, you know, your innovation there, stop and ask yourself, what am I thinking? That's your prompt on your fingers as part of this program. When you become aware of what you are thinking at that very moment, are your thoughts loving, uplifting, compassionate, positive, or inspiring? If what you think is other than godlike, that's when you use the prayer to remove emotional parasites. And then do not go into session two until you completely understand this preliminary steps outlined here in session one and have identified the date of the new moon. In case of this example, the new moon, which just became on May 7th, now at the time of this taping on May 8th. Let's take another 10-second break quickly, come back, and pull this all together in the close, and we'll do the two prayers, and I think that's a good thing to end on for today's session. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath. Welcome back, everybody. This will be the last segment of however you got here. Thank you for doing so. We'll go about another 10 minutes trying to keep this within that 30-minute time frame that I like to try to shoot for. So deep calming breath. And do check out the archival shows for the full capacity wherever your interest level is on participating in the said program. PathToOneness.com. for a good point of reference in the archival shows. Earlier in Tim's spiritual development, he was taught this prayer that I'm about to recanter to protect himself physically, mentally, and emotionally, and spiritually in and out of meditation. During meditation, this prayer protected him from negative entities, continues to do so for himself, and when he feels he would need the sensations around and in his body, he knowingly said the prayer of protection before meditating, which gave him a peace of mind and allowed him to stay relaxed during his experiences. Anything that happened to him during his meditations, he knew was divine guidance. Saying the prayer of protection will also give anyone the peace of mind. Outside of meditation, this prayer prevents disease, trapped souls from attaching to you without your awareness. As you evolve spiritually, these trapped souls are looking for a gateway to move to the next level of soul development and come to you from assistance transitioning to their next level of soul development, working for the oneness of creation. It is a blessing to be able to assist these trapped souls to move into their next level of soul development. Your teachers will bring to you your awareness of these trapped souls, and you will need your assistance by saying the prayer of protection. Recite this prayer at the beginning of your meditation and then memorize the prayer so you'll use it often for the rest of your life. Verbatim, the prayer of protection. I surround myself in a circle of light and armor of love, in which nothing can remain and through nothing can penetrate, unlike divine love itself. I call upon my loved ones, the golden ones, to remove all energies and entities from my presence, whether malicious, deterrent, innocent, or ignorant, taking them to the Father for light and liberation. Mother, Father, God frees these souls and releases these energies and entities, and I am and accepts no reversal, individually or collectively, for treating these energies and entities. We thank you in the name of the living God's consciousness. Amen. Sitting quietly, do not think about anything specific. Become aware and visualize your thoughts that appear in your mind's eye. Allow yourself to watch the thoughts being displayed in your mind's eye as if you were watching a movie. Do not react or judge any visions that you may see. If your thoughts become mundane, you know, whatever that is, we gave some examples archivally, you know, here, off the cuff, what you're going to wear tonight, tomorrow, what you're going to have for dinner, you want to go hiking this weekend, you're thinking about your grandchildren, all good things. Don't get distracted. Discipline your thinking for these meditations by visualizing the sunrise over the ocean to hold your vision every time you have a wandering mind. If you have scattered brain syndrome, we talk about that at workouts for geriatrics, head trauma, whatever, it's a lot more challenging and harder to concentrate. Both my hands are raised for that, not excuses. lots of stuff, lots of toys up in Grandpa Bill's attic. So, continuing here, your meditation time may be brief at the beginning. You'll notice that your body will start to feel restless and uneasy. When this happens, then it is time to terminate your meditation session for that interval. Meditation is not only about disciplining your thoughts, but also your body. Soon, you will control both without effort. If during your daily wearing of the object on your finger that we alluded to in the opening, or during your meditation sessions, you have repetitive thoughts, whatever they are, fear, guilt, anxiety, doubts, all of the above, the aforementioned fecal matter stew in the cauldron that we're all stirring right now in the world arena, low self-esteem, whatever it may be, then say the prayer to remove emotional parasites. You should memorize this prayer as you will use it often. There is a YouTube video. The direct link to is in the description of the show, but you can find all of this at thepathtooneness.com. Using the prayer to remove emotional parasites, you must embrace life's purpose as you are a goddess or a god in training. You deserve the best. Never settle for second best. The universe is training you to become a co-creator god. Stored in our subconscious minds are thoughts and feelings that are ungodlike. Our subconscious mind is our light body. While drinking the ayahuasca in Peru, Tim received a vision of a light body with clumps of gooey substances on the filaments of the light body. The gooey substance is the results of negative thoughts and feelings attached to the souls. This prevents the light body from vibrating to its highest capacity. Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, another subject that Tim and I talked about briefly in an archival show, and I have done a subsequent show on Thoth, an Egyptian god, taught Tim in 2012 how to clean his light body. Cleaning the light body is an essential step in vibrating to the soul's highest potential. This prayer to remove emotional parasites is a lifelong process. The emotional prayer is as follows. Place your left hand above the navel in the solar plexus region of the body, the third chakra, if you will, and place the right hand on the heart. The left hand of the solar plexus subconscious mind removes the emotional parasite from the subconscious mind, from the left hand to the right hand, releasing the emotional parasite through the loving heart of the soul. Activate the emotional parasite you desire to remove. To activate the emotional parasite, all you need to do is think about it. For example, if your emotional parasite relates to a fear of heights, then think about being in a situation standing high on whatever, a tall building, leap tall buildings in a single bound, Superman, whatever, 20 stories high. Whatever creates your example for yourself. Once the emotional parasite is activated, say these words. This feeling is not mine. This feeling does not belong to me. I release this feeling in love, now and forever. Amen. This emotional parasite will be instantly transmuted into love and released from the soul's light body. This program's purpose is to bring you into the God-conscious reality of who you are, but you must accomplish three steps. Clean the light body of any haunting thoughts or feelings that are ungodlike. Use the prayer to remove emotional parasites as much as you need to accomplish this. Protect yourself from any trapped spiritual entity or entities plural wanting to influence you by attaching to you or your family. Use the prayer of protection for protection always. Become aware of your thoughts and feelings in every moment. If you are feeling anything ungodlike, a fear, a doubt, a guilt, a judgment of another especially, say the prayer to remove emotional parasites immediately. Do not procrastinate on this. When terminating your meditation session, thank your spiritual teachers for their protection and guidance during the meditation sessions. When fully confident on this program's working, now proceed to session three, but please make sure you understand in succession sessions one and two. I think that's a great spot to start the segue out to end it for today. I'll remind everyone we're blessed to be members of large intuitive groups. We're continuing to pay it forward, trying to change old foibles, broken down mindsets that very much relate to these subjects. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. been blessed to have many authorities, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, authors, psychoanalysts, psychotherapists, nutritionists, mediators, meditators, entrepreneurs, covering the gamuts, Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street, around the world, global exposure of the show. By you continuing to pay it forward, everybody knows somebody up against it at this precipice in time, contemplating as the world moves forward, burning on its axis. We continue to support all wild animals, feral animals, rescue animals, domesticated pets with the challenges of good, clean foods and medicines, and their people. Perceived as a harbinger of good information, myself as the porcelain junction box. We need yourself as goodwill ambassadors. Like us, share us at the YouTube channel, Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where applicable. We'll say bye-bye for now. Make it a safe and productive day. Peace, everybody.